experience that begins before the first note is played at any given concert. The buildings, lawns, and gardens were created and are maintained with the utmost care.
Whether you picnic on the lawn, stroll around the grounds, or even make a beeline for your seat at the last minute, you can't help but notice the beauty all around you when you're here.
We have the opportunity now to get some behind the scenes on how it all happens with Director of Tanglewood Facilities, Bobby LaHart, and Tanglewood Ground Supervisor, Bruce Peoples. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good morning. Very well. Thank you.
And if you don't, and Joe, if you don't have a piano, which a lot of people have, then you probably have a lawn. So we've probably got it all covered.
Yeah, I think we do. Buildings, grounds, pianos.
One way or the other. What's the great secret? I mean, our lawn at home is sort of hopeless. It dries up when there's no rain, then when there's rain, you know. What do you do? What's your advice?
Well, it takes a village, takes a team, and takes the right tools, and which we have are provided for here at Tanglewood, that's for sure. And it starts by really, I think of the grass plant as like one of us, and if you treat it, give it the proper care. We don't need much medicine as people, and I kind of have the same philosophy with the grass. So if we give it what it needs, when it needs it, and it's amazing what the grass plant will be able to do.
Now, we talked to Mark Volpe at the beginning about the impact that the weather has on the season and the numbers and the bottom line and the dollars. For you as the grounds manager, what effect does the weather have when you have really hot spells or hot and dry and dealing with all that stuff?
Sure. Well, I think it's the primary thing that we concern ourselves with every single day is the weather. So the fact that we have the site itself, first of all, it drains well. So if you have the wet weather like we've had the last 6, 7, 8 months, it drains well enough so that it doesn't suffer. And we also have the tools when it gets dry and hot, like we've had very recently, that we have the a new irrigation system, for instance, that we can use to the best benefit.
And where does it go? Under the ground?
It's all underground. We have probably over 5 miles of piping.
Really?
And 600 sprinkler heads.
And you say new. How new?
Brand new. Though it was a three-year project, and we just completed it this spring.
How much?
let's see. Bobby?
A substantial investment.
No, yeah. A substantial investment. Well, yeah. Let me put it another way. We just found out that a concert grand piano costs about $180,000. So how many pianos would it cost?
6 or 7.
All right. Very good.
Let's see the math. Yeah.
that's a lot of money. But obviously that's what you live on, right? I mean, that's where people have to come.
Bruce is one of the only people on campus, I think, who walks around with a broad grin on his face when it's raining. Most of us are welcome to sunshine, but the lawn needs nourishing as well.
Well, at our house, we have a bit of an underground system, and it was one of those 10,000 things that caused a certain amount of friction in my house because my wife believes in seeping into the lawn. You know, it's under the ground, it seeps. Mm-hmm. As I believe, showing off is great. So you could have like, thing. She's right, isn't she?
She is right. You're probably, you want to water at noontime and let it go for hours on end. Well, I'm sorry, doctor, but I have to side with your wife. The best time to water.
He's a wise man as well.
Yeah.
Well,
see what we call him. Yes, the doctor. Exactly.
I'm happily married. So, the point being, when you watering is critical, and if you need to irrigate, you irrigate only when necessary, because too wet is as bad as too dry, and you do it early in the morning.
So let me get this right. So far, the spousal friction has been about watering the lawn and watering the piano.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have done both, and it always turns out I'm wrong on everything. But it seems to me the idea of having something go and, you know, showing off to everybody walk by, that's good.
You're in good company, Alan.
We are just the opposite. We don't want to show off. We want it all done when nobody's here.
Now, tell us about your job with facilities and ultimately how the two of you work together.
My job broadly is to help manage the portfolio of facility assets at Tanglewood, which is comprised of over 100 buildings on 524 acres.
Wow.
So that goes to the smallest recital shed to?
To the new Lindy Center,
the
very
Lindy
sophisticated
Center.
Four-building complex, which we're very excited about. The shed was Owl Hall and everything in between.
Wow. Well, you're quite a super.
Well,
like Call we the said, super.
It takes a village and a team. And fortunately, at the BSO, we have a committed team of passionate professionals. So
your job would have been year-round anyway, but now with the Lindy Center, even more so.
You know, I appreciate that kind of that statement. It comes as a surprise to some that we actually continue to work after the season. And that's really when the work begins, you know, with the maintenance of the grounds, the capital improvements.
Yeah.
Just in the past couple of years, you can see the enormous transformation on campus. And so that's when we're most busy. We look to the season as a time to exhale, which sounds unusual because we're here every day and there's a lot going on. But there's a lot to be done year-round.
Talk to me a little bit about the sense of smell. I mean, you know, I can smell something's wrong at our house. can you walk around and say, this doesn't smell right?
I must admit, I don't use that sense too much when it comes to maintaining the grounds.
I can say, though, at Tanglewood, I think it's an interesting observation that it's a place where the spirit of it alone just engages all the senses. Smell, taste, feeling, all of it really engages you. So I think when we have the opportunity to walk outside, which isn't very often, particularly during the frenetic festival season, you experience in a way that you have a heightened sense of what do we do well, what else can we improve upon.
But if you're walking around and you meet somebody you want to talk to and you rest against a railing and it gives a little bit and you're like, note to self, that's something we need to work on.
You never walk around without a pad.
Really?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then you fill it up quickly. I mean, it's a big campus, and we want to make it better. There's, you know, infinite ways to do that.
Well, it's the greatest in the world, let's face it.
Absolutely.
There's nothing better than this. So do people try to hire you away because, you know, you're the top of your field?
Again, I'm fortunate that I get to work with people like Bruce. You mentioned Mark Volpe, all of the senior staff, right down to the parking attendants. Everyone is equally committed to doing things to enhance the patron experience and make this a better experience for everybody.
Well, I'm sorry, Joe, but I have to mention one more thing, and then that's it.
No, I don't care to tell you whatever.
Okay, and that is that Bruce has a shirt.
Yes.
Now, this shirt isn't for everybody, and not everybody has one who's sitting here. So the question is, how do you get a shirt like that that says Tanglewood Grounds Manager?
I guess you have to be the grounds manager.
We made it a recent change in title, and I want my only request to Bobby was I need a different shirt. So he said, that's all you need. We'll get you a shirt. So
that was an easy one because the other one hadn't been changed.
But you don't have your facility
Where's
shirt.
Where's yours?
Well, I didn't get that promotion.
Does that make any sense?
What kind of input, you know, Alan and I were just talking, you know, we love our listeners, but every once in a while they call and write and they complain about stuff.
One out of 2,000.
Yeah, and you have to deal with that. And I'm just curious of what that is like for you when somebody says, this is wrong with the lawn, or my kid tripped over the sprinkler, or as I mentioned earlier, this railing seems to be a little bit loose. How do you deal with that stuff?
We welcome it. We invite it. That's the best feedback that we can possibly get. I mean, we're looking for ways
to improve.
That's
what we say, too, yeah.
No, absolutely. you know, public safety, security, that's our responsibility, making sure that this is an enjoyable experience.
Now we're going to winters. Now, winters are going to have a series of different problems, right?
Sure, about 30 seconds. Go ahead. Yeah.
All you have to do is say, right.
Yes, right. Well,
it's a great pleasure to meet you two. To have you both here.
Yeah,
and I know you have a lot more to do, and I thank you for taking time out of your day. Director of Tanglewood Facilities, Bobby Lohart, and Tanglewood Ground Supervisor, Bruce Peoples, thank you so much for joining us. Be well.
Thank you both.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.
Support for WAMC comes from Bosco Bell House.